Good morning.
大家早。
Happy Easter.
复活节快乐。
So good to be with you again.
我很高兴能够再一次跟大家在一起。
It's always a pleasure to see friendly faces. People that I'm growing more and more to know and love.
总是我的荣幸，我可以看到一些熟悉的面孔。我跟你们越来越熟悉，也越来越在彼此的爱相爱里面。
It's always such a pleasure and a privilege to get to be with you.
对我来讲，总是一个特权，也是一个荣幸，能够跟大家在一起。
And now, especially on Easter.
特别今天是复活节。
Of course, I could wish for you that Pastor Yu and Nancy were here.
可是我也是知道余弟兄姐妹他们没有跟我们在这里。
Your pastor whom you love so much.
知道你们很爱你们的牧师。
And of course we will keep them in our prayers.
当然我们会把他们在我们的祷告里面来纪念。
The Easter greeting, He is risen, He is risen indeed.
在复活节的时候，我们彼此问安的时候，要说他复活了，他确实复活了。
Today we celebrate our Lord's resurrection.
今天我们来庆祝我们主的复活。
That is, this is a kind of an anniversary.
这好像是一个周年纪念一样。
Actually, we celebrate His resurrection 365 days a year.
事实上，对基督徒来说，我们一年365天。我们都活在对他复活的庆祝里面。
So yesterday was Easter, and tomorrow is Easter.
所以对我们来说，昨天也是复活节，明天也是复活节。
Every day is Easter.
每一天都是主复活的日子。
Because he is risen, he is risen indeed.
因为他确实复活了。
But the best historical evidence is that about 1982 years ago, give or take a week,Events occurred in Jerusalem that changed the world and changed eternity.
如果看历史的话，这历史上最一个证据就是在1982年以前，可能前后一个礼拜左右，有一件事情在耶路撒冷发生了。那件事情改变了当时的人，也改变了整个永恒。
Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph, the son of David, was sentenced and executed by crucifixion and buried in a tomb on Friday. But on Sunday morning, he emerged from that tomb.
拿撒勒人耶稣，约瑟的儿子，大卫的儿子，他被审判，他被钉死。可是在星期天的早晨，他从坟墓里面出来了。
And over the next 6 weeks, he showed himself alive on several occasions to more than 500 people.
在接下来六个礼拜中间，他活活的将自己显给许多的人看，超过500个人。
That's history.
这个是一个历史。
This happened.
这确实是发生的历史。
This is nothing short of miraculous, completely supernatural.
这是一个完完全全的一个神迹，一个超自然的神迹。
The eternal God, our Creator, overruled the natural laws which He Himself created to bring His incarnate Son back from death to life.
这位永恒的神，他自己推翻了他自己所创造的自然律，他把他道成肉身的儿子从死里面，从坟墓里面带出来。
Actually, we should rather say He didn't bring Him back from death, but brought Him forward past death.To life beyond the grave.
也许我们不应该说神把他从死里面带回来，我们应该说神把他从死里面带前往前，超越了坟墓，带到生命里面去。
Let me invite you to think back to the last time you witnessed someone being put to rest at a funeral and graveside, and then who came back a few days later.
You remember that? 不知道你们有没有人记得有任何的，你们去参加任何的丧礼，你们看到人把人埋葬了，可是几天以后他从坟墓里面出来，你们有没有记得过这样子的事情呢？
It doesn't happen.
这并不是一个寻常发生的事。
Even those who, according to the biblical accounts, died and then were raised, had to die again sometime.
即便在圣经里面也记载着好一些人，他们从死里面神把他们复活起来，可是他们还是要再面对死亡。
There's a downside to being raised from the dead. You have to die twice.
所以对那些人来说， 从死里面复活起来，其实有一个坏处，因为他们要死两次。
Jesus, however, uniquely rose to a glorious new creation, life beyond the grave.
可是主耶稣他有一个独特的复活，他进入一个新造里面，那个生命是超越了死亡坟墓的生命。
He alone conquered death.
唯有他战胜了死亡。
And the great message of Christianity is that this one will freely share his death-conquering power with us.
在基督徒的信仰里面，这最大的一个信息就是，这位复活的主要把他这胜过死亡能力的生命跟我们他的儿女们分享。
Because he lives, and in English, lives with a capital L, we shall live too, immortally.
因着他活着，我们也与他同活，我们要强调与他一起活这件事情。
To be sure, every one of us is destined to face the grim reaper death. And just like all of our ancestors, we will lose, he will win, we will die.
我们每一个人都有一天要面对死亡，就像我们之前几代的人一样，我们都会进入这个死亡，这个坟墓里面。
Yet because of Easter,As God has taught us, especially in 1 Corinthians 15, we too shall rise to incorruptible, immortal, eternal life, forever untouchable by death.
然而因着主的复活，我们所有属他的，神教导我们，特别在哥林多前书第十五章那里，他告诉我们，我们必要活过来，而得着一个不朽坏、不死、一个永恒一个死所没有办法摸得着的生命。
I invite you to turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians 15. We will be looking at that somewhat extensively.
我请大家把圣经翻到哥林多前书第十五章。我们今天会看很多的经文从那章里面。
This chapter is the longest and most complete biblical statement on resurrection.
这一章是在整本圣经里面讲到复活最完整也最长的一个描述的一章。
In the midst of that chapter, we have the triumphant, sparkling, glorious statement, verse 20, But now is Christ risen from the dead.
在这一章里面，在中间有一个很荣耀的火花，就是在第二十节那里，保罗宣告说，然而基督已经复活了。
But now Christ is risen from the dead.
但基督已经从死里复活。
But we need to understand how Paul got to verse 20 and where he goes from there.
可是我们必须要稍微了解一下保罗是如何走到这第二十节他这个宣告，也来了解说他之后在这二十节以后他要说什么。
So I want to walk you somewhat quickly through the first 19 verses and then give closer attention.To the next 8 verses after this 20th.
所以我想带大家快快的来走前面的第十九节，然后也再稍微看一下他后面的几节。
Paul spoke to this way to the Corinthians. Evidently, they needed to hear this kind of message, perhaps more than some of the other churches that he wrote to.
保罗写给哥林多的教会这一段。是因为在哥林多的教会，他们比其他的教会更需要明白这个真理。
He indicates to us that there seem to have been some false teachers troubling the church in Corinth, saying that there was no resurrection.
在这本书里面，我们读到似乎有一些假的教师或者错误的教导进到这个教会，来告诉他们说没有复活的事情。
And the rest of the leaders somehow were not able to answer this decisively.
可是不知道为什么，当时教会的领袖好像没有办法回答这些挑战，用一个很果断的方式来回答他们。
And so God, through Paul, provides that decisive teaching that they needed.
所以神就借着保罗，把这个很果断的一个回答写在这本书信里面。
It's in verse 12 that we learn the Apostle Paul's specific concern.
在第十二节我们看到使徒保罗 他里面的一个、一个恐惧。
Now if Christ has preached that he has been raised from the dead, how do some among you say that there is no resurrection from the dead.
他里面有这个担忧，因为他看到，他告诉他们说，基督是从死里面复活了，怎么在你们中间有人说没有死人复活的事呢？
Paul had been absent from this church for a few years, and evidently in the meantime, some had come along and begun to teach that there's no resurrection of the Christian after he dies.
保罗离开哥林多教会已经 有几年的时间，可是在这个中间似乎有别的人进来传说这个道理，说没有死人复活的事情。
Who were these people? Who would teach that kind of thing in church?
这些人传这些道的是谁呢？谁会在教会里面讲这些道理呢？
That's something we don't know and probably never will know.
啊，圣经没有告诉我们，所以我们可能永远都不会知道是哪一些人。
But why would they teach that? I think we probably do know what that's about.
可是为什么他们要教导这样子的说法呢？我们可能可以揣摩到一些。
Corinth was just 50 miles to the west of Athens.
哥林多这个城市是在雅典的西边，大概50英里左右的距离。
I suspect they were suffering from a kind of civil inferiority complex.
我怀疑在哥林多的人，他们可能有一种自卑，他们在自卑的感觉，跟雅典比起来。
Athens had the proud history of Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, roughly 420 to 320 BC.
在因为那时候雅典，他们有那些很有名的那些哲学家，好像苏格拉底、柏拉图、亚里士多德，他们这些人，他们有许多的影响力，从主后420年到主后320年中间。
And their legacy continued to reverberate through the centuries.
他们的影响，他们所传下来的，一直在那个世界影响当时的世代，有几个世代之久。
One of their legacies was a worldview known as dualism.
他们所传下来的其中一个很重要的点，就是他们的世界观啊，换句话说，他们相信这个世界是一个二元论的世界。
Not unlike the yin and yang of Confucianism and other Chinese teachings.
这个并不像我们一些孔教或是在中国我们传统的说法说有阴有阳，所以有二元。
This general worldview seems to have been so appealing that it's been adopted by cultures and religions around the world.
他这样子的二元论，他们所提出来的。好像很流行，在许多的文化、许多的世界里面都被接受。
Virtually everybody in the Greco-Roman world of Paul's day grew up subscribing to some form or other of dualism.
所以在当时罗马，所有在罗马生的那些人，他们都从小就被灌输这样子的观念：这个世界是有二元的，有属物质的，还有属灵的二元。
It was so universally believed that almost no one dared to challenge it.
这个说法是这么的普遍，好像没有人敢来挑战这样子的说法。
When Paul came to Corinth and began preaching Jesus, many Corinthians, both Jew and Gentile, believed.
当保罗刚到哥林多，他开始传福音的时候，当时有一些犹太人，也有一些外邦人，他们信了主。
And few even considered the possibility how that Paul's teaching might critique their inherited dualistic worldview.
很少人会想到说保罗所教导的可能会影响到或是来挑战他们这个世界观，这个二元论的世界观。
In fact, Paul actually affirms some of the fundamental elements of such a worldview.
事实上，在保罗的教导里面有许多是支持这个二元论的。
It wasn't utterly untrue.
这并不是，所以二元论并不是全都是错误的。
It generally viewed the world as matter and spirit.
这个二元论，他们普遍的来看这个世界，他们把它分成有属物质的部分，有属灵的部分。
That part is not at variance from Paul's Christianity.
这个对保罗来讲，这并不是一个很不同的东西。
But where Paul's doctrine, now the church's doctrine, departs from classical dualism.Is in his teaching about the redeemability of the human body and of the physical universe.
可是，在保罗的教训，在我们的福音里面，有一个跟二元论很不同的，就是我们的身体，这个物质的身体，还有这物质的世界，是神 也要来救赎的一部分。
Paul taught that our Creator loves His creation, the physical universe, in spite of its present curse, and He intends to redeem it in the end.
所以保罗教导我们，这位宇宙的创造主，他爱他所创造的物质世界，虽然在这个败坏的情况之下，可是他有一个计划要来赎回这个属物质的世界，还有他所创造的人。
Thus, along with man's inner man or spirit, God intends also to redeem our outer man, our body.
所以不止我们的灵，我们里面的人，神他的计划也是要救赎我们的身体。
Whatever other particular nuances these false teachers added, it seems certain that they were appealing in one way or another to this, what they thought to be an assured truth. God would never redeem, would never resurrect physical bodies.
所以这些假教师错误的教导，他们很细微的加了一点点在这个在保罗的教导里面，因为他们里面好像觉得说神是不可能来赎回这个属物质的世界，不可能来救赎这个属物质的身体。
So Paul is going to get to the issue in verse 12, but for the first 11 verses, he reminds them of the gospel as he preached it, as based on Easter week, Good Friday, Easter Sunday.
所以在保罗讲到第十二节说基督已经从死里复活之前，他就在提醒这些圣徒们，让他们知道我们的信仰是基于这个主的受死，并且他的复活。
The Christian gospel is fundamentally defined by the crucifixion and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
我们信仰的核心是定义在主的受死，还有他的复活。
So in verse 1, I want to remind you of the gospel as I preached to you.
所以在第一节那边说，弟兄们，我如今把先前传给你们的福音告诉你们知道。
Verse 3, here's how I delivered it to you of first importance.Christ died for our sins in accordance with the scriptures.
所以在第三节那边他讲到，我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说为我们罪死了。
Pause there for just a moment. It may strike us as a little bit surprising to note how little attention Paul gives here to the death of Jesus.
也许我们停在这边一点点，我们来想想，在这一大段里面，我们也许会觉得很惊奇，好像保罗他只用一个小小的一句话来讲到主的受死这一部分。
To be sure, he says a lot, but he says it in just a couple words. Christ died for our sins.
虽然这一小小的一句话包含得很广，可是他只是用这么一句话说主为我们死了。
But for the rest,
为我们罪死了。对不起。
But for the rest of this long chapter,He concentrates on resurrection.
在其他这一章的剩下这么多节里面，他就专注的在讲复活这件事情。
To be sure, in other places, Paul explains to us the rich theology of the blood, the death, the crucifixion of Jesus.
当然，我们可以在保罗其他的书信里面读到很丰富主耶稣他讲到神主耶稣基督的受死。他的赦罪的恩典，他的保险。
And the Bible at large speaks so many times in so many ways about the death of Jesus, the death of the Savior, that we can't even begin to identify particular passages.
整本圣经我们当然知道，讲了许许多多关于主耶稣这位弥赛亚他的受死，他的赦罪的恩典。我们可以说不完关于这个主题。
So on Friday, Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures. Verse 4, he was buried. And in fact, that's all he adds to the death of Jesus. And he was buried.
所以基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，这个好像是他加到他死，关于描述他关于他死的那个描述。
So he said all he needs to about the death of Jesus on this occasion.
这就是在这一章里面他提到关于主的受死就是这两句话。
And he moves directly then to, and he was raised the third day according to the scriptures.
紧接着在第四节他就说又照着圣经所说第三天复活了。
This is the gospel as Paul preached it.
这就是保罗所传的福音。
Do you feel the amen arising within you? And he was raised the third day.
你有没有觉得里面有个 amen 在那边回响呢？主耶稣第三天他复活了。
And so over the next four verses, he says four times in four verses, and he appeared, and he appeared, and he appeared again.
在接下来四节里面有四次，他一直的重复的讲到，他显给人看，他显给雅各看，他又显给谁看？
Having been raised, verse 5, he appeared to Cephas, that is Peter, and the 12.
第五节那边讲到，并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看。
Verse 6, after that he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, but some have fallen asleep.
第六节讲到，后来一时显给五百多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡的了。
Verse 7, he appeared...To James and then the other apostles.
第七节以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看。
Verse 8, he appeared to me also.
第八节讲到末了也显给我看。
Paul felt it necessary to reinforce over and over the point that the Lord's resurrection was real.
对保罗来讲，他觉得必要来宣扬，来一直的重复，来宣告这件事情。主耶稣的复活是真实的。
It was physical. It was real. There were hundreds of eyewitnesses.
那是在他的身体里面，他的复活有超过五百多个人亲眼的来见证这件事情。
And so at verse 11, he summarizes his point thus far.
所以在第十一节里面，他就做一个总结。他说：“我们如此传。”
This is what.We all preach. This is what we have always preached, and this is what you have believed when you heard the gospel from me and responded in faith.
所以他这边他一直的说，我们就这就是我们所传的福音，你们也是就是这样子所信的。
So let's reinforce the point. Two historical facts related to the gospel. He died. He rose again.
所以他一直的来强调这两个在历史上。实际发生的事情就是我们福音的基要讲到他死了他复活了
and in verse 2 he says that's the gospel you believed that's the gospel by which you are saved
所以、回到第二节那边讲到你们就是这样子信的你们也是靠这样子的福音得救的
he's establishing that this is of primary importance and they dare not even begin to challenge the gospel doctrineOf the Lord's resurrection.
他再一次的强调，这就是我们福音最重要的核心。没有人应该来挑战这个宣告。
So in verse 12, almost incredulously, he says, "How can any of you say there's no resurrection from the dead?"
所以在第十二节那边，他这边提出一个问题：怎么可能你们中间会有人说没有死人复活的事呢
？Then in verses 13 through 19, Paul describes the terrible ramifications.Of that false teaching, if there is no resurrection.
在第十三节一直到第十九节，保罗就讲到这些分歧、这些错误的事情，讲说如果没有死人复活，如果没有死人复活，会发生什么事
？Verses 13 and 16 are almost identical.
第十三节还有第十六节基本上是一样的，几乎是一样的。
If there is no resurrection of the dead, not even Christ has been raised.
若没有死人复活的事。基督也就没有复活了。
And so, in response to both of those, verse 13 and then again 16, he advances to the next points with, and if Christ has not been raised, this and this.
在第十三节还有第十七节都第十六节怎样？如果基督没有复活，接着他就讲说，如果这件事情没有发生，会有什么样子的后果？
Basically, he's saying that if the Messiah did not rise from the dead.Christianity is eviscerated. There is nothing left.
基本上他就说，如果我们这位弥赛亚没有实质的从死里边复活的话，我们所有基督徒的信仰就是空的，我们失去了最重要的核心。
Nothing else we believe and stand for matters anymore.
所有其他我们所相信的都是无关紧要了。
Christianity is not moralism.
基督的信仰并不是传一个道德。
The resurrection is not an optional or a debatable doctrine.
复活这件事情并不是一个可有可无的，或是你可以去来讨论的事情。
If there is no resurrection, there is no Christianity.
如果没有
no church, no gospel.
如果没有死人复活，如果基督没有复活，就没有我们基督的信仰，就没有教会，没有所谓的教条。
And so it is at that point, verse 20, where Paul utters the triumphant, but now Christ is risen from the dead.
就在这样的背景里面，在第二十节，保罗他发出一个得胜的呼喊，他说，但基督已经从死里复活。
The church must and will ever emphasize and affirm that.
教会会一直的，也必须的，一直来强调这个点。
But now Christ is risen from the dead.
但基督已经从死里复活。
And he immediately adds then the first fruits of those who are asleep.
接着他就说成了睡了之人出熟的果子。
His resurrection guarantees the resurrection of the faithful, the Christians.
主的复活成了所有忠心相信他的人也一起要复活的一个保证。
A resurrection like his,A beyond the grave kind of resurrection.
我们必要得着就像他一样的复活，是越过坟墓的一个复活。
A new creation, glorified body.
那是一个新的创造，那是一个荣耀的身体。
Later on in this chapter, he will give extended attention to that idea, verses 35 to 50. He will expand on.The teaching of the nature of the glorified body.
在接下来有一段，他就讲到，他在阐述，告诉我们知道说，这个荣耀的身体是什么样子的性质。
But more immediately, verses 21 through 28.
特别在35节之后，可是在这里从第21节到28节那里。
Paul wants to finish explaining the grand plan that follows from the resurrection.
保罗在这里要向我们解释，来阐明神在那里有一个伟大的计划，在基督复活之后所向我们显明的。
He is risen, so now what?
他复活了，然后呢
？Too often we don't get to this so what question.
很多时候我们读圣经，我们并没有问这个问题，这个真理是这样，然后呢？
In a nutshell, Paul's answer is that the crucified and risen Jesus will reign over all, including his enemies.
简而言之，这一段保罗在讲的是，这位被钉死而复活的耶稣，他要来在一切的事上掌权，执掌王权。
He will subjugate them. He will compel them all to bow and to cooperate fully with his royal laws.Whether they want to or not,
包括他的仇敌都要在他面前下拜。我们的主他要征服一切的仇敌，而且用他至尊的律法来迫使这些仇敌在他面前俯伏。
All you need to know is that Jesus is King, and He will enforce His way not just with those who willingly submit, but even with His most stubborn enemies.
我们所要知道的在这一段就是主耶稣他是王而且他要执行他自己的方式没有任何的人不管你再顽固你都没有办法来抵挡他
He defeated death Where do you think the enemy is that can oppose him?
主他胜过了死亡你想有什么其他的敌人他胜不过呢
He is supreme and none can resist.
他是那位至尊的王，没有任何人可以来抵挡他。
And so once he has finally and fully ended all opposition and brought perfect harmony to this world, he will himself submissively present this kingdom to the only one that is higher than himself, namely the supreme King of heaven, God the Father.
当他完全的征服一切敌对的势力，把这整个世界带回来他原有的和谐的时候，他自己本身也要在一个顺服的里面，把国再交还给父神。
That's the story in sketch terms of verses 21 to 28.
这就是第21节到28节那里所描述的。
I want to take the time right now to read those verses, 21 through 28.
我想要借着这个机会来读这几节经文，从21节读到28节。
Listen especially to the language of king and rule and authority, and the language of destroying and subjugation and all things under his feet.
我想请大家特别在读的时候，留意一下这些字在这边所用的，好像这个王，这个执掌王权，他的权柄、征服，还有一切都伏在他的脚下。我们留意这些字。
Reading from verse 21.
从第十二十一节开始。
For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive.
死既是因一人而来，死人复活也是因一人而来。在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要复活。
But each in his own order, Christ the firstfruits, then is at his coming those who belong to Christ, then comes the end, when he delivers the kingdom to God the Father, after destroying every rule and every authority and power.
但个人是按自己的次序复活，出手的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的，再后末期到了，那时基督即将一切执政的、掌权的、有能的都毁灭了，就把国交与父神。
For he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death.
因为基督必要作王，等神把一切仇敌都放在他的脚下，尽末了所毁灭的仇敌就是死。
For God has put all things in subjection under his feet. That's a quote from Psalm 8. But when it says all things are put in subjection, it is plain that the one exception is he who put all things in subjection under him. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to him who put all things in subjection under him, that God may be all and in all.
因为经上说，神叫万物都伏在他的脚下，这是诗篇第八篇所描述的。既说万物都服了他，明显那叫万物服他的不在其内了。万物既服了他，那时子自己也要服在那叫万物服他的，叫神在万物之上为万物之王之主。
God through the Apostle Paul.Wants us to see the connection from Easter and the resurrection of Jesus to his plans and purposes from here to eternity.
神借着使徒保罗，要我们把这两个点连接起来，就是主耶稣他的复活，连到他所永恒的他的计划。
Easter says he is now untouchable by death.
复活节告诉我们。这位复活的主现在死在他身上完全没有力量。
Because of the resurrection, he is also indomitable by opposition. He's invincible. He's irresistible.
也是因着他的复活，现在他是没有办法有其他的力量可以胜过他的。他是一个所向无敌的一个能力，一个生命。
And he's been charged by the great King of Heaven with the task of restoring order.To this world that's been plunging in chaos and destruction ever since the Garden of Eden.
那天上的这位王把一个差事交付给他，要他来把这个很败坏，从伊甸园开始败坏到现在的世界，来把它挽回，成为他原有的一个和谐的计划。
The problem has been the world's turning away from its creator.
这个世界所有问题的原因都是因为他们离弃了那位他们的造物主。
Adam led his race into rebellion, and the result is the cosmic spiral, death spiral of all of creation.
亚当把他的族类都带到一个反叛里面， 结果就是这个整个世界都卷进这个败坏的漩涡里面，这个死的漩涡里面。
When the risen Lord Jesus finishes his work, creation will be all that the Creator envisioned from the beginning. Absolutely glorious, the best of all possible worlds.
然而当这位复活的主完完全全成就他所一切的工作的时候，整个被造要再被回到神起初在他心里面所要有的那一个完美的世界。
He has a plan.
他有一个计划在他心里面。
And it's a good one.
那是一个极其美好的一个计划。
And that's the gospel.
这就是我们传的福音。
Getting to that place is what Paul describes in sketchy terms in verses 23 through 26.
在第二十三章啊，第二十三节到第二十六节，保罗试着要我们要描述出来怎么样子达到那里。
First, he identifies the three key stages.
他点出了有三个很主要的阶段。
Christ's resurrection first.
第一，主耶稣他的复活。
Then our resurrection at his second coming.
然后是我们的复活，也是主的第二次再来。
And then.The end.
接着就是末了。
Then in the next couple of verses, verses 25 and 26, he kind of backs up. He took us to the end, but now he backs up and speaks of a time of Jesus reigning until he fully subjugates all resistance.
那在第二十五、二十六节那里，好像他要回来一点点。他说他要来描述。这位主他要做王一直的掌权直到所有的敌挡所有的仇敌都被他征服。
He will reign until he overwhelms all resistance and all enemies under his feet, culminating in the defeat of death itself.
他要执掌权柄一直到所有的反对都被伏在他的脚下。最后的高潮就是他要击败死本身。
He has a comprehensive game plan.
所以我们的神在他心里面有一个很完整的一个计划。
But actually, we should call it a battle plan.
事实上，我们应该说那是一个战略的计划。
He will defeat his enemies.
他必要击退他的仇敌。
This reigning until seems to be speaking of the millennium.
这个掌权直到这个事情，好像是指着。千禧年说的。
One of the things on Jesus' to-do list, you might say, that is his program and his agenda, in that 1,000 years, is to put all his enemies under his feet.
在主耶稣基督的议程，他所要做的工作里面，好像其中一个就是在千禧年的那个阶段里面，他要将他的仇敌一个一个踩在他的脚下。
That's the idea in the first verse of Psalm 110.The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.
这好像也是连到在诗篇110篇那边讲到，第一节讲到主对我主说，你坐在我的右边，只等到我使你的仇敌做你的脚凳。
But here Paul quotes not from Psalm 110, but from Psalm 8.
可是在这段圣经里面他特别在引用了诗篇第八篇而不是110篇
God has put all things in subjection under his feet
神使一切万有都伏在他的脚下
Now that psalm is speaking of the amazing reality that God made man to be the Lord of creation
在诗篇第八篇那边 原来是讲到神使人来成为管理这万物的
One of the big ideas of Genesis chapter 1.
在创世纪第一章那里神就把这个计划托付给门了。
But Paul brings that verse from Psalm 8 and speaks not of the first Adam, but the second Adam, the great son of man, Jesus.
可是当保罗引用这诗篇第八篇的时候他并不是讲到那头一个亚当那个人他讲到的乃是这第二个亚当就是这位人子我们的主耶稣。
This is the one who's destined to reign over all creation and over all creatures.
这一位是被原先所预定了要做整个万物所有一切被造的主 他做一切被造的王。
Finally then in verses 27 and 28.
最后在第27、28节那里。
In proper respect for the authority structure, the order of heaven and earth, the Son himself will submissively present himself and this kingdom, this wonderfully conquered, obedient creation to the Father, the only one higher than himself.
在二十七、二十八节那里讲到，在一个属天父神在天属天的那个次序里面，这位人子神子，他把他一切啊，当他征服了所有的一切的时候，他自己也要降服下来，把国还有一切都交还给父神。
This is the destiny of this creation.
这就是整个被造的命运。
There's a new creation coming.
会有一个新的创造，是将要来的创造。
The Creator Himself entered into His creation with all its imperfections, with all its pains. He voluntarily accepted the abuse of those He created, those He came to deliver from death, not to mention the death which would fall on them as well.
这位创造宇宙的主他第一次进到他所创造的世界里面，在这个这么败坏那些人来拒绝他、钉死他的这个世界里面，他进到这个世界里面。
But he arose from that death.
然而，即便这第一个创造把他钉死了，
he conquered it.
他从死里面活过来，他胜过了死。
Because he is life itself.
因为主他自己就是生命。
And if death can't stop him, nothing can.
如果死没有办法拦阻他复活，没有其他的事情能够阻挡他。
He will conquer this world.
他会征服这个世界。
He will impose his will.
他会执行他一切所要做的。
And sadly, tragically, some will continue to try to stop him, and they will pay an awful price.
很可惜的，也是很悲剧的。会有一些人，他们会持续的要来抵挡这位造物主，可是他们要付很惨痛的代价。
His will, however, is not like that of every tyrant.
他的旨意不像那些暴君的政策。
Romans 12:2 says his will is good and acceptable and perfect.
因为罗马书十二章第二节告诉我们，他的旨意实在是那善良、纯全，而且可喜悦的。
Genesis 1:31, at the end of that sixth day of creation, we're told that creation was very good.
在创世纪第一章第三十一节，那边神自己说，他看了他的创造，他说非常好。
So what do you think the new creation will be?
如果那是讲的第一个世界，你想这新造会是什么样的情况呢？
Good Friday and Easter.Were the big event of our Lord's first coming.
受难节还有复活节，这是我们主第一次来到世界上最大的两件事情。
But that's not the end.
可是这并不是救恩福音的全部。
It was necessary that he die and rise again.
基督如此受害，如此复活，本来是理所当然的。
And it's perfectly right that we should celebrate that today.
我们 要庆祝这两件事情是完全的正确的。
But he didn't rise just to rise.
可是主复活不是单单只是为了复活而已。
He rose to move forward with a program of eternal life in a glorious kingdom.
他复活是为了持续来执行他这永恒国度的一个计划。
He is exquisitely glorious and his kingdom.Will similarly be exquisitely glorious.
我们的主本身是如此的荣美，他的国，他将要来这个国也会如此的荣耀。
Pray with me.
请大家跟我一起祷告。
Oh God in heaven.
哦，我们天上的神。
We do praise you for Easter Sunday.
我们确实为着复活节来向你祷告。
What a magnificent plan! What a glorious triumph!
那是
何 that you conquered. The grave.
那是何等样的一个伟大的计划， 你征服，你胜过了死亡。
We recognize that this Jesus is indeed the King of the universe.
我们在这里承认，也知道我们的主耶稣基督实在是宇宙的主宰。
So come, Lord, now and reign in my heart, now and forever.
主，所以我们就邀请你现在来，在我的心里面掌权，直到永远。
Amen.
Amen.